USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Home prices are still soaring nationwide. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index for January shows a 19.2% annual gain in home prices from 1 year ago, Phoenix topping the list with a 32% annual increase. President Biden says he's making no apologies for his comments that Russian President Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power. This as the White House is continuing to clarify Biden's remarks. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell claims the Biden administration can't keep their foreign policy straight.
The wild swings between the administration's overly cautious, almost skittish official posture and the president's emotional freelancing is becoming dizzying.
The president set to sign an anti-lynching bill into law today. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
An increase in COVID cases is causing one country to lock down.
China has begun its most extensive COVID-19 lockdown in 2 years. Officials there will conduct mass testing and address a growing outbreak in Shanghai as part of its zero COVID strategy. The city lockdown is expected to be conducted in two phases. The financial district will be locked down through Friday, while a vast part of its downtown area will start a five-day lockdown on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Alaska Republican Congressman Don Young is being honored Tuesday at the nation's capital. Young died earlier this month at the age of 88. He was the longest-serving House Republican in history. Young's body lying in state today after a ceremony and a viewing for members of Congress. Second COVID booster shots from Moderna and Pfizer have been authorized by the FDA for adults 50 and older. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
President Biden is making deals with European allies.
President Biden struck a deal with the European Union in hopes it will undercut Russian energy.
We've agreed on a joint game plan toward that goal while accelerating our progress toward a secure, clean energy future. This initiative focuses on two core issues. One, helping Europe reduce its dependency on Russian gas as quickly as possible. And secondly, reducing Europe's demand for gas overall.
Russia provides about 40% of Europe's gas needs. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
It's no secret that the way we drive is changing. The rise of electric vehicles, for example, is one development. Another is the fact that only around 18% of Americans know how to drive a manual transmission anymore. That's according to U.S. News and World Report, which also points out the stick shift is quickly fading into the past. Back in 1980, about 35% of all cars made in America were manuals. Fast forward to today when that number has plummeted to just around 1%. The Powerball jackpot is rising again. Lottery officials saying no one picked all six numbers in last night's drawing. That means the jackpot for Wednesday will be worth at least $206 million. Tonight's Mega Million drawing is up to $60 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.